to this special SearchSecurity.com Messaging Security School podcast. I'm Eric Parizeau. Today's podcast is entitled Exchange Security, a Quick Primer. In the next 12 minutes or so, we'll give you a sampling of the best practices and guidelines you need to know when dealing with security in your Exchange messaging architecture. Joining me today is Lee Benjamin of Exchange Guy Consulting. Lee is one of a very select group of Microsoft MVPs for Exchange. Lee, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Eric. I'm looking forward to talking.
Okay, Lee, let's start with a quick review of what's at stake when it comes to Exchange security. What are the worst-case scenarios for an underprotected Exchange environment that gets victimized by an email attack?
Well, what you got to understand is that SMTP is the ideal malware carrier. The concept has been around forever, but you know, we've all been dealing with Exchange organizations already know that you got to have antivirus. And in the last year, if I asked people a year ago who had anti-spam and who didn't, it might have been 60% of the audience who did. Today, it's everybody. The things that can go wrong: virus outbreaks, getting malware on servers. By the way, that's not exactly SMTP. That's more administrators shouldn't you go browsing using servers. Huge amounts of spam. I mean, spam is the thing that's killing us today. What can we do to keep that off the network? It's a productivity problem. It's a phishing problem. People want to go out and get our address lists, and they can bring your servers to a crawl.
Lee, many longtime Exchange pros may not understand that in order to achieve the highest possible level of security in an Exchange environment today, changes to the topography are necessary. Can you summarize what those changes are and just why they're needed?
Sure. There's a couple of different things here going on. Over the last few years, the perimeter has become more and more important to the organization. And the first is acknowledging and shoring up the perimeter security. And then we have a new thing to talk about, sort of, which is all the different kinds of clients. On the perimeter itself, we really want to build such that we can stop antivirus and anti-spam as soon as they come into the organization. Sometimes outsource it and let a hosting provider strip your spam, your antivirus and spam messages to get them off the network. The volumes can be huge. So you really want to have that level of protection either in the perimeter of the network or as an adjunct to your perimeter, which is working with an outside party to get rid of that. Think about it. People didn't design their networks for 60-70% additional traffic, and yet that's what corporations are seeing today in terms of spam. So if I can get that out of my network either as soon as it comes in on the perimeter or don't even let it come in the first place, that's going to be a huge saving in terms of productivity, in terms of just load on your network. Oh, the other one. So then we go off into clients. And clients are interesting that more and more people travel with clients. Clients are coming in from such different ways. We've got to think about protecting them. The perimeter is a more amorphous kind of thing today because I've got people coming in mobile. I've got people that are traveling with laptops. I've got people coming in from airport kiosks. So that concept of perimeter, our thinking about it, has got to grow larger.
Now, what are today's best practices regarding Exchange and antivirus systems? I know you referenced that briefly a moment ago.
That's all right. It's real simple in the terms of Exchange. Many of us got hit with, don't take this personally, Eric, but I love you. Got hit with the I love you virus. I don't remember how many years ago it was, but all Exchange admins learned the lesson, which is you don't fly Exchange servers unprotected. And that's just something you got to do. And most companies today, are using, the top 6 to 8, vendors for antivirus products. It's a simple equation. One does have to be a little bit careful, by the way, because there's different types of antivirus. So antivirus for Exchange is looking at what's happening on the mail stream or inside the information store. There's other types of antivirus, like for a file server or SharePoint or SQL. You don't want to have your file server antivirus scanning your Exchange directories. Think about it. If a message comes in with a virus, It sits for a short period of time in a transaction log for Exchange. If your file virus scanner deletes that, you have just deleted a whole bunch of transactions that haven't made it into the Exchange database yet. So that's a caution.
Now, what are your recommendations for companies when it comes to securing the messages themselves?
Today we talk about, first I want to talk a second about securing the transmission, if you will. So first talking about securing SMTP. SMTP, by its very nature, by its very design, is wide open, raw, unencrypted text on the internet. Most of us know that, but most of our users probably don't think about it, but all of that text is wide open. There's a capability within the SMTP protocol to set up a secure tunnel, if you will, between my Exchange server and somebody else's Exchange or other server that supports TLS. Today, that's a manual process, and you would set it up because Company A wants to talk to Company B in a secure way. And the other issue is something called securing the individual messages or signing and sealing of messages. Two things are important. One, it hasn't caught on in the Exchange world because it's always been a little bit complex. It's always been in the box, but it's a bit to set up. It's been made easier. But there are two more important issues dealing with encrypting and of messages today. If I receive an encrypted message at the perimeter, I can't scan it. I can't look at it for virus, spam, or if an encrypted message goes out through my organization, I can't look at it for a human resource violation or compliance, maybe HIPAA, maybe it's protected medical information. So over time, we don't want people actually to be doing the encryption at a client level. That's going to move to the perimeter. There's no real standards on how to do that at the perimeter yet, but I think that's going to happen.
Is there a timeline for that, Lee?
So the first piece of that is something called opportunistic TLS, transport layer security. That's adding SSL to SMTP, and that's in Exchange 2007. It's the same feature that's in 2003, but it'll work automatically with any other server on the internet that speaks TLS. As for the timeline on the other stuff, sort of on signing and sealing automatically at the perimeter, and then, by the way, you'd be able to unencrypt it in memory, scan the unencrypted in memory, delete what's in memory, and pass along the encrypted message to the end user. There's a couple of third parties who are playing and working with that today, and I think you're going to see a lot of movement in that in the next 6 to 12 months.
Now, configuring Exchange to enable remote workers is always an issue, it seems, for security pros. What are some of the pitfalls to avoid there?
Well, the first one is, in the same way your mom told you, don't run with scissors, don't put anything out on the internet without SSL. Obviously, we should encrypt Outlook Web Access, and it's really easy to do that with inside of IIS. Similarly, you can put SSL on something called Outlook Mobile Access, but that's a pretty unused feature, and it goes away in the next version, so don't spend a lot of time there. Mobile devices also connect in through Exchange through the internet. They connect in through the same technology, the same path, if you will, that that OWA and other things are using. They'll come in on port 443. And they're another virtual server inside of IIS. It's called Exchange or Microsoft Server Active Sync. So you want to encrypt that too. And the new mobile devices, Windows Mobile 5 and above, require certificates to be physically on the mobile phones. Obviously, people don't want to connect, and nobody will allow Outlook to connect natively anymore. That is raw using port 135 and so on. But there's a couple of things that you can do. You can either come in with using Outlook with coming in with a VPN, and I've got a little document that comes along with your web page on this, talking about how do you make a VPN good and how do you not make a VPN good. And it's really talking about understanding what a VPN does. And the other one is this feature called RPC over HTTPS. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but it's using full Outlook outside the company, putting all of the Outlook packets, the MAPI packets, which are really RPC packets, stuffed inside a port 443 or an HTTPS packet, and therefore connecting to Exchange. The only other thing you want to do is you'd like to have some kind of a firewall out there, not your typical firewall, but a firewall that really understands the Exchange packets, so it can actually look for malformed, somebody trying to compromise your Exchange server.
Finally, Lee, Exchange 2007 is just around the corner. What are the key security-related changes that are coming with this release?
Lots of changes, and it is very much imminent. The first one that we talked about was automatic TLS, or opportunistic transport layer security for SMTP. I think that's going to be great. The second one is a lot more that one could go into, but there's a role in Exchange 2007 called the Edge Server role. And this is a very different beast. It's a hardened SMTP MTA for Exchange that is designed to live in the perimeter. We've learned over the years that it doesn't make that it's better to bring in Exchange 2003's front-end server inside the firewall. This Edge server is designed so that it can live in the perimeter. It doesn't have IIS on it. A lot of people go, oh, that's great, because that's the thing that people are worrying about. It doesn't have your Active Directory on it either. It has a little tiny Active Directory, which is just the email names and information that's actually pushed out from your Active Directory into the Edge server on the perimeter. And that's going to do a lot. There's more pieces in there. It's doing a lot more protocol analysis in the box. It's beginning to do things called reputation services, which is trying to figure out good mail, as opposed to how we look at mail today and we try to figure out which is the bad mail. Well, if our spam is, pick your number, 40, 50, 60, 70% of traffic, it makes some sense to start figuring out who are the known good senders and who can I really trust. And reputation services are things we're going to see in Exchange 2007 and over the next couple of years.
All right, Lee Benjamin of Exchange Guy Consulting, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome, Eric. Thanks.
For more materials in our Messaging Security School, visit searchsecurity.com/messaging. You can also listen to more of our podcasts at our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Parizeau. Stay safe out there.